Adrian Harris is joining us, and he is a teacher's aide with the Lancaster School District. And also joining me is Buffalo News education reporter Sandra Tan. Thank you both for being here.
Oh, happy to be here. Thank you.
Adrian, as we look at the Buffalo School District, what is the number one biggest issue you believe they're facing right now?
It's really a lack of all stakeholders coming together to really set forth a common vision for the district. You really need all stakeholders working together in a manner which will move the district forward in terms of academic achievement, and I don't really see that happening. I think there's a lot of different agendas that are occurring within the Buffalo school system and also on the school board. And when you have that type of diversity, sometimes can be good, but when it's in terms of a common vision or a diverse vision for the schools, I don't think that's effective. I think you need a common vision to really move the district forward, and you need everybody in place and all stakeholders and everybody to really promote that.
But how would you see yourself coming in on the board and trying to pull that all together?
As a parent, as an educator, as a homeowner, I think I have a vested interest in all aspects of each stakeholder's responsibility. And we need to bring all those individuals together. We need to bring, teachers and administrators together and parents and the community together to really work together. And that's what I'm really trying to foster and really try to promote. And I think it's a long time coming, and I think people really need to focus on, really working in that direction.
Now, you have never been a fan of Superintendent Pamela Brown. When you ran for election last year, you had said that you thought she should be fired then, and that's still your position. What makes you think that she's not fit to serve as leader of the district?
Like I stated last year, she is not in... Well, her actions don't promote that common vision that incorporates all stakeholders. I think she really feels that it's just her job to sit on top and really dictate orders below. And in education, I don't think that's a viable alternative or means of really moving the district forward. It might be good in the boardroom in a business setting, but when you have all these different variables coming together that need to perform and really move the district forward and improve academic achievement, it's not a successful way of really administrating.
So, if the board were to vote on firing her, you would cast a yes.
I would have to cast a yes.
You've talked about settling negotiations with the Buffalo Teachers Federation. Many have tried. I believe they've been without a contract for about 10 years now. How would you go about accomplishing that?
You really need to get into serious negotiations. And then if you reach an impasse, go to arbitration and go to fact-finding. It's done in other districts, but I think things have stalled out. And I don't know the reasons why. I'm not privy to the insides of what goes on within the negotiation sessions. But, I work at Lancaster High School, and I've spoken to people that are working on a contract for them that reached some impasses, and those are the routes that you take. Maybe some people are afraid of, arbitration, of fact-finding, but I think those means of alleviating the situation will really come up with a true contract which is fair for both parties, because it's done by an outside person and it's done through the facts that are relevant and making sure that the contract is going to be implemented.
Now, you have repeatedly said that you think parents are the ones who need to take more responsibility for their children and their children's education. But given the reality that we're facing in the school district, where do you see accountability falling when it comes to teachers and the administration in this district?
You're going to have to engage parents. And you have to engage them truthfully and honestly and build relationships that will foster trust and respect. And that's not happening. There is a definite lack of respect in terms of parents, and it goes back from parents to teachers and administrators to teachers. And that's a situation when you build animosity and there's a lack of trust, you're not going to move yourself forward. There's many parents that, you know, think teachers make too much. There's many teachers that think parents don't do enough. You have to be able to reach a middle ground and an understanding to really move it forward. And education's changing. I mean, you're going to have to engage parents. You're going to have to engage the community to move things forward.
So in terms of accountability for teachers, you feel like what they need to do more is engage parents? That's the accountable measure for them?
For them, yes. That's the reality of education now. You're going to have to take a more active role in your students' lives and really build a relationship that's based on trust and respect for them to listen to you. The only way a student's going to listen to you is if they have your respect and your trust, you know. And I see that every day in the classroom, you know, in a district where we're graduating special education students, because it's based on trust and respect and them knowing that you are there for their best interest. And if you're going to ask a student, if you ask many students in the Buffalo Public School, are they going to give that answer? I don't know. You know, if you're going to ask a teacher, are they going to give that answer? How much do you know about your student? You know, my students know a lot about what I do, okay, because we build that relationship. And once you build that relationship, they will listen to you wholeheartedly every single day. And you will alleviate a lot of the issues because they trust you and they trust that you're trying to promote them to the next level and not just make it into a power struggle and dictate to you.
Adrian, we just have about a minute left. One last question. You've mentioned the city should give more funds to the school district. How would you accomplish that?
I think you really have to call out, you know, the present governmental administration. I think they see it as a way of not getting involved in the school district by giving them less money. I think if they gave more money, they would want to have a more active role. I don't think that's viable. You know, there's other districts like Rochester and Syracuse that give so much more money to their districts. And they're in economic straits also, just like we are. I'm a homeowner also. So if I'm going, I would gladly give $100 more in my tax levy if I knew it was going to the schools and making them more viable and create a situation where you don't have this instability that happens year after year where you're laying off teachers or you're calling them back, you know, the day of the school year starts. I mean, that's not effective. That's not effective education. You know, you need more time to really solidify that that situation. And the financial part of it is what's really going to assist in moving that forward.
Adrian Harris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.